Hello, this is part two of my journey 2012 through 2020. I hope you saw the last one. It was a lot of fun and it worked out well. I uploaded it 2 days ago. This is a 10 podcast series, and today it's on organic food and sustainable living. I'm just going to talk about my journey, and I'm also going to introduce some products. This is not an ad. It's not a paid advertisement, but a lot of people don't have a clue about organic food. Only about maybe 2% of the public eats organic food in the United States, and they don't know what it is or what it's like or the options, and I'm going to show you at the end a bunch of organic food that you could eat and a bunch of sustainable products that you might want to use. And I have not bought any of this for this video. All of these things are things that I have been eating and using for a while now, and they're fantastic, so I just want to share. It's a testimonial. Well, the first part was on Long Beach, California, because that's where my journey began after I left San Diego in 2012. And this one is going to be on organic food and sustainably living. And let's just jump right into it. Now, this is not veganism, okay? A vegan or a vegan, whichever way you say it, is maybe a good starting point for some people. The only thing that that means is that it wasn't from an animal, okay? That's it. You know, what I'm talking about is very, very different, and it's much, much better. It's organic food. Now, what is organic food? Organic food in the United States refers to USDA certified organic food. And the USDA doesn't do the certification per se. There's a lot of different certification bodies that do it. And if you read the label, you'll see which one certified it. And if it's certified by a company, and if they pay the USDA, they could get the USDA symbol on their food. Now that means it's up to 95% or more organic if it says USDA organic on it. Now, please go to their website for more information. You can learn more about it there. But I'm going to tell you a good deal about it. Now, if it's an organic food product in the U.S., it can't be genetically modified. There's no synthetic antibiotics, herbicides, pesticides, insecticides, or fertilizers in it. It cannot be irradiated. There are no artificial sweeteners, no aspartame, no saccharin. And it can't be grown in sewage sludge. And there's no castoreum, which are beavers' anal secretions. And there's no high fructose corn syrup. So I never want to eat those things. And I don't think those things even belong in conventional food, which is the food that most people eat. I think a lot of these things cause disease, and they're not fit for human consumption. So they can't say on the product that it's organic if it's not organic. That's against the law. You know, some places like farmers markets and things, they don't want to pay for the certification, so they'll just tell you it's organic. And in Hawaii, the word sprayed is kind of the code word for it's not organic. And you know, it's too bad, but if you get food at a farmer's market, you have to quiz them, and it's like forensic science, you know, and you look them in the eyeballs and ask them how it was grown, and if they say it was sprayed, maybe because there's ants or something, then it's not organic. Now, my journey took me to organic food in 2013 because I was living on the street in Long Beach, and I wanted to give myself the best chance to survive and to live a long, healthy life. And I figured if I'm going to be breathing in auto emissions and sleeping in filth, then I want the best possible food that I can find. And after eating it for a while and reading about it, I realized how it was not only great for my body, but it was also great for the environment too. So it's kind of a win-win right there. I don't buy anything else. It's all I have eaten since then. So for 7 years, I've been an organic food eater. And also, I turned to vegetarianism at the time. Now, the reason why I initially turned to vegetarianism, although I've always liked animals a lot, you know, I used to go to the San Diego Zoo and the Wild Animal Park and stuff, and I've had pets, and I've always been an animal lover. But when I was living on the street, I stopped eating meat because you can't find any organic meat that's prepared already. It all has to be cooked. And there aren't any restaurants that sell organic food. If there are, they're very far spread apart. You know, I don't know where they are, and they don't advertise very much. You know, they're mom and pop kind of stores, independent stores, restaurants, you know. All the restaurants you see down Restaurant Row, they don't sell organic food. You know, all the chains, all the big corporations. So when you start to, when you change and eat organic food and you count the cost, count that in as well, you know, because people spend a lot of money going out to eat at restaurants. And yes, while organic food might cost a little more, for one, it's preventative health care. So you're not going to develop the health problems that you would eating anything and everything. And the other thing is that you're going to save money because you're not going to be eating out at restaurants and things. And, you know, I think it's pretty affordable. I don't even count the cost anymore. What I kind of boil it down to is a calorie to dollar ratio. If I'm getting 100 calories per dollar, that's okay. That's a little pricey. If I can knock that down to 50 cents per 100 calories, that's great. You know, maybe 33 cents per 100 calories, that's even better. That's fantastic. And depending on which food you buy, you know, you can find cheaper food. And all the major stores have a few organic things now, at least, you know. Even 7-Eleven has a couple organic things, but I wouldn't get them anymore because it's not really enough to just eat organic if you want to be real healthy, because a lot of organic things, say Rockstar energy drinks, you know, that's just pure sugar. Or, you know, Doritos with organic Doritos, you know, that's still cheese and sugar. So I became a vegetarian, but not a strict one, when I first went to organic food. I still ate dairy. You know, I ate organic yogurt that I got from Walmart in a big tub. I still ate organic cheese I got from the health food store. I still ate fish. And eventually I gave all that up. You know, I started realizing there was a lot of fat and cheese, saturated fat, that I didn't need. And I also realized that I didn't need the probiotics that are in yogurt. And those are just a couple of them anyway that probably are overused. You know, what you need is good gut bacteria, a good microbiome. And so what I discovered was organic apple cider vinegar is a prebiotic, and it helps promote good gut bacteria. It kills the bad ones and the good ones live. And that is a much better idea. It tastes bad. There's no getting around that. But you could cut out dairy if you're eating dairy for probiotics. You can cut out your probiotic pills if you're taking pills for probiotics. Probiotics. So that's something to think about. You know, and even the big box stores, you know, like Walmart and Costco, they're starting to carry a lot of organic food as well now. And I'll share some of the products that I buy and that I get from there. So eventually I gave up the other stuff, including fish. Fish might have been the last thing that I gave up. And sadly, I gave up fish for several reasons. I mean, one is I do think fish have feelings and is considered an animal. But also, fish are swimming around in mercury and lead, and they're eating plastic. So I stopped eating fish oil pills as well. I just don't think it's safe anymore. I think it's a bad gamble. And I found that I can even get the omegas, the omega-3s and stuff that I was getting in the fish and thought I had to have fish to get, I can get them in other foods. Basically what I found by doing research is that everything that's in meat can be eaten in plant sources, meat is totally unnecessary. It's 100% a choice. And it's not needed at any stage in your life. And that is not something you're going to hear very often. And it's really easy to get all the stuff you need in meat. It's a one-shot deal, but meat has a lot of baggage with it. There's no fiber in meat. They put steroids in it. You know, there's antibiotics in milk, which is causing, you know, antibiotic resistance and superbugs. You know, meat is not sustainable. You know, eventually I think only the really rich people are going to be eating meat anyway. It's not sustainable to have 7 billion people and all of their animals eating meat all the time. You know, and it's not real healthy for you either. So I challenge you to give up meat, and not this meatless Mondays thing or Lent. I challenge you to quit killing animals for your food and eat other sources of organic food to be healthy and to be moral. So one thing that I also realized is that B12 is difficult to get. That might be the only vitamin that can't really be found in any significant amounts in foods besides meat. So you can get a B12 supplement derived from plant sources from the store. They're real cheap at Walmart. They're about $4 or $5 for 200 of them. So that is something that I started taking pretty recently. They say that you don't get a B12 deficiency for 4 or 5 years or something. So I don't think that's something you have to worry about right away, but something that you might want to consider. What you really need to have in your diet is all of the amino acid proteins that your body can't make on its own. And you can get those, like I was saying last time, from, say, pinto beans and a whole wheat tortilla. You can get them in tofu. You can get them in lots of different sources. I challenge you to check it out. You can get them in pea protein and rice combined, peas and rice. So when I made this transition, I also started transitioning other things as well, because I was trying to take care of my body as best as I possibly could. You know, my parents always gave me healthy food when I was a kid, and they stressed, you know, the importance of eating healthy. And so I gave up using moisturizing lotion, and I started using flaxseed oil all over my body. And it was fantastic, organic flaxseed oil. When I moved to Hawaii, I was buying it at Walmart, and Walmart had it for a short while, and then they stopped carrying it and never carried it again. So I switched to sesame oil and to extra virgin olive oil. And those work just as well, and they're fantastic also to use as a moisturizing lotion. They're actually nourishing for your body. You know, I laugh when I see these celebrities selling these moisturizing lotions that, you know, you gotta look up all the ingredients in search engines to even figure out what in the world these chemicals are. You know, people have been using olive oil for centuries, you know, and they've been just fine, and they're moisturized just fine. Another thing too, that if you drink alcohol, you might want to consider organic wine. Organic red wine is good for you. There's some, I think they're called polyphenols. It's got some healthy benefits to drinking organic wine. I also used to drink organic vodka and organic beer, but I discovered that those are probably not as healthy. So I stopped drinking them so much. There's an organic vodka made here in Hawaii that I drank for a while that was good. And they have that at a lot of stores. And it's a little hard to find organic beer. I found it at Millam's in Miami when I lived there. And then Whole Foods has some organic beer as well. Sometimes you have to get things that are imported to get organic. And that's kind of sad, you know? Why doesn't Budweiser sell organic beer? Why doesn't Coors? These major companies, it's pretty shameful that they have no organic options at all. So I also stopped using soaps that I ran into on the street because they have a bunch of weird chemicals in them, and I think they alter your hormones and they kill good bacteria. They do odd things to your body that you don't want. I don't like using the hand sanitizer either. So what I will use is organic soap, and I'll use alcohol wipes. You know, whenever you can use one chemical, it's usually the best thing to do. And alcohol wipes, that's one chemical, alcohol. You know, I buy alcohol swabs for about 100 for a dollar. And you can't beat that. I stopped using the hair dye after I moved to Hawaii as well. So I think I dyed my hair for about 10 years. But it was burning my head. It was a bad relationship, you know. I had to keep doing it 2 or 3 times a month. And it was bad for my body, bad for my hair, and bad for the environment. I think what it was doing to me was that it was causing the new hair growth that's natural and normal, because hair grows in cycles. I think it was stopping the natural hair growth that was coming. So I shaved my hair, buzz cutted it when I got to Hawaii in 2014, and I haven't dyed it since then, and I never want to dye it again. And in fact, the white spots that I have on the sides of my head are from rubbing in synthetic chemical suntan lotion when I used to use that crap, and it turned my hair white on the sides of my head. So I would not recommend that either. And you know, I've got two options now. I could either try to hide my mistakes with more chemicals, or I can cut my losses, be sort of a cautionary tale, and be honest and say, hey, this is what happened. You know, let's learn from it. Let's change. Let's be different. You know, and all of the hair dyes that are natural are real weak and poor as far as I'm concerned. You know, like the henna stuff or whatever. I think you need something really strong and powerful to dye your hair well. And it's just not worth the risk. It's not worth the health problems or the environmental problems as far as I'm concerned. And not to mention, you know, I don't want the first thing that people see when they look at me to be a lie, to be deception, you know? And look at some of these really old people that dye their hair. They look, like, insane. You know, a lot of times they've got a big big off-color spot, or, you know, the hair growth underneath sticking out. You know, they look goofy. You know, it's too bad that all these celebrities and stuff in Hollywood, you know, glorifies youth so much. And wants to, you know, hide the effects of aging. You know, aging is natural. You know, weird synthetic chemicals, rubbing those into your body is not natural. And it's harmful. So when I look for food that I want to eat, I look for food with a high fiber and protein content. You know, if it doesn't have at least 2 grams per serving, I probably won't buy it. Because, you know, why am I eating it if it's not nourishing me and giving me, you know, the protein I need and the fiber I need. I also look for food that either has no sugar in it or low sugar in it, because sugar might be a poison. You know, the simple cane sugar, it's not good for you. It's kind of like a drug. There's no nutritional value. It's just a simple carbohydrate. And I challenge you to fact check every word that I say. You know, I'm not asking you to take my word for it. I'm just sharing what I have learned, and I'm still learning. I'm still transitioning, trying to be the best human that I can be, the healthiest person that I can be. Also, I don't eat white flour. If it's not whole wheat, I won't eat it. I don't see the point of eating any flour that isn't whole wheat grains. Now, shortly after I changed to organic food, I also changed to organic drinks. You know, I haven't eaten sodas for many, many years, but I did drink some coffee that wasn't organic. It was difficult, because I was going to Starbucks, and this isn't an excuse, I'm just explaining. When I wanted organic coffee from Starbucks, and they didn't brew any, and they still don't brew any, and so it was more expensive for my only option there, which was for them to give me a French press with a Yukon blend coffee. You know, it was pretty wild, but that's what they did for me in Long Beach. You know, and the Yukon blend tastes like butt. You know, it's a Sumatra blend, and it was just awful. So now I brew my own coffee. I get hot water and I grind my own coffee beans, and it tastes better and it's better for me. And same thing with tea too. I switched over to organic tea probably about a year after I went to organic food. I went to organic drinks only as well. And there's Mount Hagen makes some good organic instant coffee that I have had as well. It happens to come from Germany, and it's tasty and good. I think it might, make my teeth a little darker, because it's actually the coffee beans, that have been freeze-dried. That's what instant coffee is, basically. And so it's, you gotta brush your teeth a little more. But I don't trust whiteners either. I've really hesitated to use teeth whiteners because of all the chemicals in there. I also quit using Band-Aids many years ago. I just think it's a horrible idea to stick glue right next to open wounds. I think that's counterproductive. I'd rather have my wound have fresh air and sunlight than glue. Toilet paper and tissue paper. I also started using recycled toilet paper and toilet tissue that has no bleach and no chlorine in it. And I think that's pretty valuable as well. I think maybe some of these diseases that people get, down in the rear end, might come from wiping your butt with chlorinated or bleached paper over and over and over and over, because that stuff leaches. And speaking of leaching, you want to get natural coffee filters as well. You don't want to get the bleached one, because that stuff will leach as well. Ultimately, what might be best, and what I'm using now, is get one of those metal tea balls, and you can brew loose leaf tea with it and coffee with it. I do both, and it works very well. And then you just wash it. You just rinse it out. There's no waste. There's no risk of leaching chemicals into you. At least I hope not. So when I was in Long Beach, I started going to health food stores like Trader Joe's and Sprouts. And sometimes I went to Safeway and even Albertsons sometimes. Those places all have organic food that's good for you that you might want to look into if you haven't already. I started using some soap by Dr. Bronner's, and that stuff is great. I've used that for laundry detergent and for hand soap. I use it for shampoo, detergent, and body soap. It does all of the above. So if you want just something, one thing you can get and use for all of it, that's it. I'll show you the bottle in a minute. Costco sells that, two big 25 or 26 ounce bottles for about 14 some odd dollars. It's a good value. Now actually what I've used some detergents by companies like Ecos and Seventh Generation that are good. I bought them at the health food store. But what I discovered that I can use and that I'm using now is organic vinegar. It works really well. The white vinegar, and some people just put that into one part of their laundry, but I use it instead of detergent, and it cleans my laundry, and it doesn't have any weird smells to it or anything, and it's good for the environment. It's a win-win-win. And like I was saying, Costco, they've got organic cashews, organic walnuts, organic almonds, organic bananas, organic apples, organic tea sometimes. The one in Kahului had organic tea, but the one in Kauai doesn't have the organic tea. So it kind of depends on your store. And sometimes they run out of stuff and they don't get it back in. So preventative medicine is wise. A lot of food causes disease, like diabetes and other things that you don't want. And another thing too is that you should try is fasting. I'm fasting today. I haven't eaten anything all day long. I've been fasting every other day this month, I'm doing it for 80 days. So I will fast for 40 of those 80 days. And it's great. You know, what do animals do when they're sick? You know, they stop eating. You know, the last thing you want is a bunch of fat, you know, around vital organs. And I should probably qualify that the last thing you want is a bunch of fat that's not organic around a bunch of vital organs. So, you know, I challenge you to burn off the fat that you have and eat organic food and be healthy. And it's really the only way to do it if you really want to have good health for a long time. Because all fat is not created equally, and you don't want contaminated fat leaching into your body for years and years. I also switched from plastic little spray bottles to glass spray bottles because I didn't want to use the plastic and I didn't want the plastic leaching into my oils. I put sesame oil in one sprayer and olive oil into another. I'll show you those in a minute too. You know, there's homeless people that are eating this way. And it's a shame, you know, the richest country in the world, America, and rich people, you, eating food that destroys your body and the environment, and people without a home are eating better than you are and staying away from the diseases that you're getting. You know, I also use a bamboo toothbrush, natural dental floss, natural toothpaste, and natural sponges. And natural sunscreen. Now be careful about the word natural. You know, I've researched everything that I'm going to show you and everything I use, and it's good for me and good for the environment, but a lot of people throw around the word natural and it doesn't really have a solid meaning. I'm just saying that now for simplicity's sake. I can explain more about it. I think I have everything that I use here except for the sponges. And I buy sponges in 3-packs at Walmart, believe it or not, and they're natural sponges. And I use those mainly in the shower. I like to use them in the shower. So without further ado, I'm going to just run through the products that I use. And I'm not asking for money. I've got no advertisements on my website. These people aren't paying me a penny. I'm just trying to share to you how I've had good health. Let's start with the food first, and then I'll move over to the products. Organic chocolate by Alter Echo. It's fantastic. This one has quinoa in it. Organic pumpkin seeds. Organic chocolate peanut butter cups. Dark chocolate. Dark chocolate, these are both dark chocolate, has no milk in it, so it's dairy-free, and it's better for you. There's more antioxidants in it. This is my favorite soup, Amy's. Lentil, vegetable, oh, it's so good. I like to drink a can of this, eat it every day if I can, just shoot it. Organic pinto beans. This O Organics brand is good. I find this at Safeway. I think this cost me about $1, roughly, which is not very expensive. These, got it at Costco, bought 8 of them for about maybe $14 or so. These come down to about $1.50, $1.75 a can. Organic cashews, another Costco product. This Jose's is fantastic. Jose's organic French roast coffee beans, whole beans, and I grind these up and eat it. Oh, also, I put Himalayan pink salt on this and other foods. I don't eat table salt, and I'm not really crazy about sea salt anymore because I know what they're doing to the oceans. You know, the Himalayan pink salt is probably the best salt you can buy. That salt, and I've also had the Celtic sea salt, and that's pretty good too. Those two have trace minerals in them that you can't get in table salt. And table salt has fillers in it, and table salt's horrible for you. I would not eat table salt. I think it leads to hypertension. Organic almonds are great. Organic honey, very important. Organic teas, green tea. This Late July brand is a good organic brand. They make a lot of yummy chips that I like to eat. This one's called Hot Mojo. It is spicy. It's like a decongestant when I eat it sometimes. Just my nose starts running. Organic walnuts. This is ancient grains granola. Here's nutzo. Cashews, almonds, Brazil nuts, flax seeds, chia seeds, hazelnuts, pumpkin, Celtic sea salt, Celtic. This is a butter that blows peanut butter away. Let me just see how many grams of protein are in this. Six grams of protein per serving. Cascadian Farm makes a lot of great products. I get these granola bars from them, and there's some, I believe it's the dark chocolate with it as well. These are organic raisins, they're good. Did you know that the Kettle brand makes organic chips? These jalapeno chips are amazing. Perfect. Pea chips. These peeled snacks are great as well. These are habanero pea chips. Very yummy. Organic popcorn. Sea salt and olive oil. Yeah, I guess I gotta eat sea salt sometimes. But not if I'm putting it on there. Here's this is organic wine. I started drinking this in Maui several years ago. And now they're making a big one. And there's even like a little spigot in here. You know, if I punch this through, there's a plastic thing that you can pull right out of here. And it's pretty handy. I don't even refrigerate it. And this can last, they say, up to a month. And they make a couple different types. It's about $17 for two bottles worth of organic wine. Can you believe that? There we go. There it is. So I don't know how much you pay for wine, or if you're a wine snob or what, but my organic wine is better than your conventional wine. There's no sulfites added in there. It's healthy. There's good stuff in it. Here's some organic lemon blueberry granola. I've gotten this before at Walmart, I think, and I've got this at Safeway. Also, here's some Star West Botanicals organic powder, garlic powder. I buy turmeric and I buy peppercorns organic that I grind myself, and I buy turmeric. And I buy vegetable gelatin capsules, empty ones, and I make my own supplements. It's very good for you too. You know, there's a study that was done in New York, and they found that 21% of the time what it says on the supplement is in the supplement. You know, they're not regulated, and so anything could be in there. And so if you get an allergic reaction from a supplement, that's probably why. You know, so I started making my own, and they're great. I'll make them myself. I know what's in them. I also buy loose leaf tea. Here's rooibos, and here's hibiscus. I just bought these, and I've never had this brand before. I normally get them from a health food store called Down to Earth in Maui and Oahu, but there is not one here in Kauai. So I bought these online, and they sent them here. And when I finish up the stuff I bought and brought, then I'm going to jump into these. So that's all the food that I wanted to show you. There's some organic bananas right there, but they look pretty much like regular bananas, so I'm not going to show you those. This is my bamboo toothbrush. This is Raw Elements sunscreen. This is my toothpaste, Dr. Bronner's Peppermint. This is the soap I was telling you about that's got a lot of different uses. He preaches like a madman all over the bottle about some kind of religious, you know, one world utopia. So if you can look past that, then it's a very good soap. My favorite one is in a green bottle, and it's an almond scent or something. It smells amazing. They also make bars, but this one's a lot cheaper because Costco carries it, and I buy two of these at a time from them in a package. here are the sprayers that I mentioned. These are glass sprayers. These cost me about maybe $2 or $3 each. And I've got sesame oil in this one and olive oil in this one, both organic. I bought natural dental floss and I jammed it in my last container of synthetic dental floss. I didn't get the silk kind because I didn't want to bug any spiders or whatever, but this is natural. It comes from plant products. It works well. And I used to use the dental tape kind that needed to slide between my teeth, and this stuff does the trick. I don't know what alcohol swabs look like, but there's one. This is licorice, organic licorice. It's actual licorice. I don't know if you've ever had licorice before. Most people haven't. Most people have had sugar. But licorice isn't just sugar. You should do some research. There's no sugar in this licorice. This is just real, actual licorice. Sadly, it had to be imported from Italy. But I got this at Down to Earth, and I've got two other boxes I bought before I came here, and I hope it lasts, because it's good. And I hope I can find it here when I run out. I don't use plastic bottles. I use this. It's a Brita refillable water filter bottle. There's filters that are in here that last for about a month, or maybe two if you stretch it. And I replace those when necessary. And I use this over and over and over and over all day for ice cubes, for water, for tea, for everything. And here is some cayenne. This is organic as well. This Great Value product line has a lot of good herbs and spices that you might want to look into. And last but not least, here is my toilet paper roll. Ta-da! There's no bleach in this, there's no chlorine, and it's from recycled paper. I suppose this is last. I would recommend getting your own coffee cup. You know, you can take it to Starbucks and they'll pour their coffee in your cup, you know. You don't need to use a paper cup every time you drink a cup of coffee and a plastic lid, you know. Make your own coffee if you can. These people that, you know, burn gasoline to go get a cup of coffee that's not organic and use paper and plastic when they get it. And usually it's a sugary drink with a bunch of ingredients that I wouldn't give to animals or put into landfills. Makes me sad. Makes me depressed. Makes me angry. You know, I think the bottom line is people trust the wrong people and they have low standards. You know, I've said before, your body is organic. And then I qualify it and go, well, yours used to be. You know, just take care of yourself. You only have one body, you know. A lot of people eat with a lot of faith. A lot of faith I don't have. And I just hope that you stop having faith in the food that you eat and the people that sell it, because a lot of it shouldn't be on the market. The USDA has approved a whole lot of foods that shouldn't be on the market. So thanks for listening. Good luck. And the next one will be broadcasted in 2 days. I'm going to continue, and it will be about when I moved to Hawaii in 2014, and it's called My Journey 2012 to 2020, and thanks for listening, and good luck.